Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Hungering for the Things of God. Written and read by Emily Rose Massey. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Matthew 5, verse 6. Years ago, I was involved with a ministry where we would fast and pray for certain periods of time together. One particular time, we all spent a week fasting on just liquids leading up to a big ministry event we were attending. By the time we got to the event, I was so hungry and tired that I knew I needed to sleep or eat if I was going to have any energy to make it through that weekend. We all chose to break the fast together after 7 days with a large meal together that satisfied my deep hunger. Next up for me was a long nap before we made our 8-hour drive back home. I don't remember ever feeling that weak in my body and mind. If my body wasn't longing for rest or a meal after not eating for a week or getting much sleep because of travel, we would think there was something seriously wrong going on with my health. It is healthy for your body to hunger and desire rest. This means your body is working properly. This type of desperation for physical sustenance is a reflection of what our spiritual hunger for the things of God should look like. When we can go days, weeks, or God forbid, even months without reading the Bible or praying, and we don't find ourselves desiring to seek the Lord and His righteousness, we need to pause and ask ourselves why. As a believer, this should concern us. Jesus gives a promise in what is called the Beatitudes, in the Sermon on the Mount, regarding those who hunger for the things of God. When we pursue the Lord and His righteousness, we will never starve. God will fill us with His sustaining life. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Matthew 5, verse 6. If we find ourselves no longer hungry for spiritual things, our spiritual health may be in great danger. We need to find out why we have stopped being hungry for pursuing God's word and kingdom pursuits. Have you stopped attending church or fellowshipping with other believers regularly? Is your prayer routine on life support If you are malnourished spiritually, it will begin to affect other areas of your life. We must abide in the vine if we are going to bear fruit for Christ. Apart from him, we could do nothing. John 15:5. We must become desperate to remain connected to Christ and his word. His words are spirit and life. Jesus says that those who are hungry for kingdom pursuits are blessed and promises to fill us and sustain us. This type of hunger cannot be conjured up in our own strength. We cannot make ourselves hungry. We need God's help and supernatural grace. We need to ask the Lord to stir our hearts to make us hungry and thirsty again for him, so that we can mature in the Lord and be filled up with his abundant life that can overflow to reach others for his glory. Let's pray. Father God, I must admit that I have reached a point in my spiritual journey with you where I may have grown complacent. I find myself not longing to pray or read my Bible. I have not been very consistent with fellowshipping with other believers. Help me get rid of distractions in my life that may have kept me from kingdom pursuits. Social media and other entertainment can very quickly become spiritual junk food that does not truly nourish my soul. Will you help me prioritize these things in my life so that you are primary? Help me to see the things or people in my life that may be keeping me from growing in my relationship with you, Lord. Strip away my comfort, my pleasure, and my pride, and make me hungry for you and your righteousness. Fill me up with your abundant life. I want to pursue you, praise you, read your word consistently, stay committed to my local church, learn of your ways, and learn more about you. And I know I need your help to stay on the narrow path. Thank you for leading me in your righteousness and maturing me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.